Thank you very much. Thank you very
Okay.
much. I want to focus for a few moments on a Mishnah of Reb Shimon bar Yochai. It happens to be that this Mishnah is in the third week, in the third perek of Pirkei Avos. And of course, during this period of time, when we connect with the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, we also connect with Reb Shimon bar Yochai. Reb Shimon Omer, it's a well-known Mishnah. Reb Shimon Omer, Hamahalech Mederech, Mishone Umafsik Mi Mishnoso, the Omer, Mano Ilon Ze, Uma Noe Nir Ze, Mala Lomakosov, Keilu Mishaye Benafsho. The person is walking along and he's steeped in his learning, Hamalech Mederech. And he's doing what a Jew is supposed to do. Ubalech Techo Mederech. He is thinking about his Torah, his ideas, his learning. Umavsik, and he interrupts his learning. Vomer, and he sees, and this is particularly relevant to springtime. Springtime in Tinek. Manoa Ilan Zeh. What a magnificent tree! What a beautiful tree this is. Umanoa Nir Zeh, and a well plowed field. This is he's impressed. So the Mishnah says a very, very severe comment. Malel amakosav. Keilu mischayev benasha. Torah says, how could he interrupt his learning to take in something of far less importance? And that interruption from his learning, mischayev benafsho, he becomes responsible, so to speak. In other words, it would be appropriate for God to take him away, take his life away. It's a very severe comment, a very difficult comment. There is a very appealing commentary of Shamshon Fel Hirsch that says, "Umafsik b'limudav mi'mishnah." So, if he believes that this is an interruption, if he believes that taking in one of the natural beauties of God is something that is considered to be a interruption from his learning, then he's missing the impact that the learning is supposed to have in his life. The learning is supposed to have in his life that he looks at something and says, Mano ilan ze. I would like to suggest the following interpretation, that with Reb Shimon bar Yochai, it is fitting for a period in his life. Reb Shimon bar Yochai went through several stages in his life. The stage that we are most familiar with is the 24 years that he was in the cave and he was studying the secrets of the Zohar. But when he came out of those years, 12 years, when he came out of those years, so then the Gemara says he was totally intolerant of the world as we know it. He would see somebody plowing and he would say, plowing? Shouldn't you be, how can you give up time that could be spent in the study of Torah? Gemara says he would look at a person plowing and the person would vaporize. And the Gemara says that then God criticized him. He said, I didn't bring you out of this world to destroy my world. In other words, Rabbi Shimon Yochai was coming from that level of sanctity, of spirituality, that anything less than the study of Torah was mundane, was not worthy of the time that one was investing into it. It was unworthy of human endeavor. So God sent them back into the cave. And 12 months later, when he asked to come out, Gemara says that he was able to make peace with the ability of people to elevate their lives and to weave the study of Torah and the purpose of Torah into the what otherwise would be mundane, but is not mundane when it is embraced by Torah. So I would like to suggest that what Reb Shimon bar Yochai is saying, Hamalech b'derech, a person is walking and he's learning. And he interrupts his learning and he says, man, this is a very pretty tree. Man no'eh ilon zeh. And that's all he says. Then he's mischayev b'nafsho. Then in fact, he's interrupted his learning. But if he would stop and say, this is a beautiful tree, and then from there, appreciate that this is the Ribbono Shel Olam's tree, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has placed this tree into this world. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us this tree in order to benefit and enjoy it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this tree, and when sees the order that God has placed in this tree, the lack of randomness, see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us different trees and different flowers and different in order to make the world more engaging for us. So if a person just says, Ma noa ilan zeh, what a beautiful tree, then he's mischayev b'nafsho. Then in fact, he has interrupted his learning. But if he would say, Ma noa ilan zeh, and say, look what the Ribbono Shel Olam has done for us. Look at how we can appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu at this moment. That's not being masik milano, mi mishnoso. That is taking it to its appropriate end. We discussed several weeks ago that Moshe Rabbeinu and David HaMelech understood that when Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mo Hashem Deresh, Mo Hashem Deresh, Kiyim Li Yero, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from you? So Chazal Darshan, Mo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands from us the Mo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands the Meya Brachos from us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands from us to say, Ma No Ilan Zeh. But not to stop at Ma No Ilan Zeh. Not to stop at just appreciating, just viewing a beautiful tree. Ma No Nir Zeh. Now this is so connected to Shimon Yarchas life. Because of Shimon Bar Yochai, when he saw a person plowing after being in the cave, he could not tolerate that a person was plowing. But later on in his life, he would see a plowed field, and he would say, and he says, if you only say, Mano Nir Zed, this farmer, he's a good worker. He produced a well-plowed field. Then that's Mafsik Meilono, maybe Mishnoso. If he stops for a moment and he says, look at how this person has impacted the Ribbono Shel Olam's world. Look at how this person takes his work seriously. Look at how this person now has prepared the field for the planting later on. There's so much that goes into a farmer that plows. A farmer that plows has a sense of emunah in Kadosh Baruch Hu helping him out, in the seasons taking their appropriate role. He has an emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the design of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. So Manoah Nir Zev, a person looks at a well-plowed field, he can have such a greater appreciation of the Tzelem Elokim, of a person who's simply working to support his family, the nobility of working, of supporting his family. If it's an Eretz Yisrael, it's the nobility of working HaKadosh Baruch Hu's land. So Shimon Bar Yochai, in the latter stage of his life, he understood that to say Mano Ilan Zeh, Mano Nir Zeh, that could be the basis of saying a bracha. That could be the basis of saying Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. That could be the basis for a person being able to appreciate the gifts Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us and the malchus, the sovereignty that he exposes to us, and he's able to also appreciate the sanctity of human endeavor and what it means for Tzelem Elokim to accomplish. So that's what I would suggest. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is saying that a person's learning and he says, Mano ilan zeh, mano nir zeh, but then he takes it to the next step. He's able to appreciate so much more of the Ribbono Shel Olam, able to appreciate the Tzelem Elokim that provided that. That's not Hefzik Mishnosai. That's not simply stopping at the Mo. That's taking the next step of being able to make a bracha from the various experiences that we have. And that is how Chazal want us to respond to situations of Hester Panim, to appreciate, first of all, the the Gilui Panim that we see even in the Hester Panim, and by increasing our diligence in seeing the Gilui Elokus that the Baruch Hu does provide for us, and taking the time out to appreciate it and take it, our thoughts one step further. So by doing so, we do the opposite of Mischai V'Nashai. We make our lives so worthy, and we make our lives kalim for Kadosh Baruch Hu's great continued blessing. Thank you very much for joining me for these few moments to be able to be Mischazek together.